Hi, my name's Alice Cossey. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm running to be your next welfare and wellbeing officer at the Students' Union. You might be wondering, why Alice? And the answer is, I'm hardworking, friendly, passionate about making welfare and wellbeing at this university the best they can be for students. I'm also experienced in the welfare world of the Students' Union through my work on the Welfare Network Committee, as well as being a welfare mentor for Welcome Week and a welfare officer for Classic Society this past year. On my manifesto, I have four key points. Working with the students for the students, improving support during Welcome Week, improving awareness of support services, and improving sexual health services on campus. I think all of these are super important, and if you agree, vote Alice. Vote for a cup of coffee for Welfare and Wellbeing Officer 2021 to 2022. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Amber and I'm running to be your next sports officer. I'm running because I believe that sport should be for everyone and I really want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to get involved. My manifesto points around representation to make sure I represent all different types of sports by improving the profile of varsity in the communication with sports clubs, welfare to strengthen the network of welfare in sports and create a more streamlined pathway for welfare concerns, inclusivity to ensure all sporting opportunities are available to everyone by increasing the opportunity to get involved and the representation of minority groups in sport, the integration of IMS to ensure all sporting opportunities are equally valued by concentrating on improving the promotion and creating the incentive program for IMS, and finally sponsorship to help clubs recover from the financial impact of COVID-19. I think this will be really important going into next year because I know that everyone really want to get involved in sport after COVID, and I know that I can make sport a good one. Thank you.
Hi, I am Ben Pierce, a first year economics student. I am running as disabled student officer for the Students' Union. I am dyslexic and I've overcome my own challenges and I know what it's like to feel isolated and excluded. This has strengthened my resolve to rethink disability. I have worked with a local deaf charity and a special needs school. I would now like to act as the student voice to increase awareness and ensure equality. Every student should feel that they have the opportunity to excel. The focus should be on abilities, not disability. We need change, and I have the enthusiasm and the determination to deliver results. If you want change, vote for me, Ben Pierce.
Hi everyone, this is Chitranshi Verma running for International Student Officer. About me, I'm from India, basically a first-year student for BSc Honors Management course. I feel compassion and empathy to stand for the needs and concerns of international students. I feel connected to you all. I have experiences related to traveling and settling down, food and culture differences, quarantine period, and other daily life problems when I joined the university this October. My key pledges are for bridging gaps, problem solving rather than problem nagging, promote diversity and equality, and go for positive changes if required. I want to contribute for the benefit of our international student community and make our college life more inclusive, fair, and best experience. All my campaign and promotions can be found at my Facebook and Instagram handles. You can follow me at Chitranshi_International_SO. So guys, remember Chitranshi for International Student Officer. And be bright, choose right.
I'm Chris Taylor and I'm running to be your next education officer. I want to create a fundamental positive change at this uni to the way students have been treated, and I want to be part of an SU that stands up for students and holds the uni to account on every decision they make. I will call for a no detriment policy to make sure no one's grades suffer from the pandemic, and I want to help decolonise the curriculum by including non-Western perspectives and teaching that confronts the role of their subject area in colonialism within every course. I want to build the course rep system into a clear and accessible structure and improve the relationship between students and teaching staff. I will support student nurses by demanding better communication and well-being, and I want to improve welfare within every department so you can get the support that you need. I want to drastically improve democracy at this uni with an official petition policy and regular town halls with the executive. I've been involved in loads of student campaigns over my time at uni, from writing the open letter for a safety net to running Undoing Borders fighting for equality for international students, so you can count on me to stand up for students and make sure that we are heard. I want to build a system that works for all of us, and I want to give students power over our lives. So vote for me to democratise our uni and liberate our education.
Hi there, my name is George. I'm a third year history and history of arts student and I'm running to be your union development officer for next year. If elected, I'll make power listen with regularised chancellor town halls, fortnightly union development officer surgeries, and I want to implement a petition policy whereby should a petition receive over 1,000 signatures, it has to be discussed at union council. I'll fight for better student services with better funding for mental health and academic support services. I want to fight for a no detriment policy for this year and work with Nottingham Student Housing Cooperative to fight back against dodgy student landlords. I also want to rebuild our in-person university community with a Welcome to Nottingham document, build a combined university community, and fight the hostile environment. Vote George Sullivan for Union Development Officer by Friday. Thanks very much.
Alumni networking events connecting students with ESG opportunities in public and corporate sector and raising sponsorships for the ESG network. Commitment to support environmental initiatives like Friday Food Rave, Waste Not a Drop, speaker series by bringing activists from around the world, news series by covering topics from the green economy to the importance of biodiversity, litter picking volunteering sessions, and closer relationship with the ESG members. My manifesto pledges are a culmination of changes that people want to see as opposed to my own political agenda. Specifically, as ESG's campaigns coordinator, I was able to see how the network functions internally and which problems needed attention, which is why my manifesto is tailored at individual actions translating into collective action. From Democratic Procedures Committee to Hall's Executive Committee, my diverse and rich experiences are a testament to my ability and desire to make a positive difference in our student community.
This year, students have been ignored, scapegoated, and demonised. That's why I set up the Notts Uni Rent Strike. I helped organise over 1,000 students to threaten to withhold over £2 million in rent. Because of this, we've won hundreds of thousands of pounds back in rent rebates. I was inspired to run for community, because if all students come together, we can demand our university to do better. We deserve rent rebates and tuition fee rebates, yet we are not listened to in the decision-making process of our university. Therefore, I want to democratise so we can see where our money is spent and ensure we're getting our money's worth. Democratise to put power back in the hands of students so we are no longer ignored. And I want to support students to make their university experience better. We need to fight for a university that is run for its students and staff in the interest of learning and improving lives, not as a business and not for profit. Change is happening to us, not for us. And it is time we demanded more. Vote Joel.
Hello, I'm Josie. I'm the current sports officer in the Students' Union, and I'm also re-running for the role in the elections this year. I would love the opportunity to deliver everything that I originally wanted to do before the real effects of the COVID-19 pandemic were known. Through being in the role this year, I now have the experience that I need to improve different aspects of the student experience that will really benefit sports at this university. What got me through this academic year was constantly reminding myself why I went for the role in the first place, my love for sports at this university, and genuinely wanting to make things better for other students. I would not have completed my degree at university without sport, so I just wanted to make sport accessible for everyone and help to give others the same opportunities that I have had. Therefore, despite all the additional challenges I've had to put up with due to COVID-19, I still continue to love the role and I feel I have a lot more to give. This year, my manifesto is focusing on supporting sport clubs following COVID-19, driving participation and engagement, revamping varsity, and strengthening relationships with stakeholders and partners. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sam Hawkins. I use he, him pronouns, and I'm rerunning to be your Liberation Officer at the University of Nottingham Students' Union. I've been an officer for 2 years now, both as a previous LGBT plus officer and a current and first ever Liberation Officer. In both of these roles, I've empowered, amplified, and supported the marginalised student voice. I also have a strong track record of delivering tangible and wide-reaching results for students, and I want to do it again for a third and final year. When you re-elect Sam for Liberation Officer, I promise to do the following. Launch the Access to Activities Fund to let no student misses out on joining student groups because they can't afford it. Create a counselling service that is accessible and inclusive by allowing you to choose a counsellor that you feel comfortable with and understood by. Create a curriculum for you by launching the Decolonised Network and build trust in the new harassment reporting and support mechanisms by leading a cross-campus hate crime and harassment awareness campaign. So if you're a sucker for Sam, vote Sam for Liberation Officer. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Charlene, and I'm running for the position of International Students Officer. And here is my quickfire interview. So like I said, my name is Charlene. I'm a Kenyan native studying law at the university. I am driven by challenges and live by the general mantra that where there is discomfort, there is growth. So as an international student during such unprecedented times, I have faced so much difficulty when it comes to learning, engaging, and interacting. So trust me when I say, I get it. And so in tackling some of these challenges, I want to empower and celebrate the student voice by supporting social integration and creating events specifically for international students in different time zones. I'd also like to work with the well-being and health departments in order to ensure there is a designated safety net just for international students. And finally, I'd like to do this all while maintaining a positive environment, because that is where change is made best. So I encourage you to follow my Instagram at Charlene for your SU and make sure to vote before Friday.